What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
I'm Mark Moore, and I'm here with my wife, Kathy.
Hello. Hey.
So today is our special Valentine's Day show. Are you excited, Kathy?
Oh, yes, of course.
Yes. So I know we've been having on the radio, the WJRB has been talking about how you met your spouse.
Yes.
So how do we meet, Kathy?
I was the girl next door.
Yes, you were. So this is going back to the year of 2001. And so, and it's kind of funny, we have some, you know, personal stories that we can share about things that have happened. And you got here because of a tragedy, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, and this is, I mean, I don't know how far to talk about this, but Kathy's aunt was in a very bad accident.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just, you don't know why things happen to good people, but she was rear-ended by a vehicle. And unfortunately, she is now a quadriplegic.
Yes.
And Kathy had came up from Florida to help out with the family after that time.
Yes.
And it was, you know, it was a very, you know, it's a bad time. But, you know, good things can happen out of bad situations. And, you know, the fact that she's here, we have our two kids now. And she took a job. I had an office over in Hayesville that we were attended before we bought our Hayesville office building. And her, she worked next door part-time because you were also a college
yes.
student. You
came up here. Back to school again.
You went back to school. And her love was, you know, working in the eye care field. So you mm-hmm. used to do, you know, that,
I guess. I was a surgical scrub nurse.
Yes.
I specialized in eyes.
Yes. So, you know, things work out for a reason. I think it's kind of, you know, amazing that her family was also in the independent insurance agent. Her grandfather was in a town called Humboldt, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually had, just like me, a small town agent.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I could have met him, but he passed away and Kathy was like
third grade.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But his wife, Kathy's grandmother, is still alive.
Yes.
And she just turned 96. Mm-hmm. So she's doing really well. And it's amazing. Her mind is still great. She still gets around good.
She's feisty.
She is feisty. She's a redhead, correct?
Yes, she is.
Yeah. So, but that's how we met. You know, everybody wanted to fix us up. You know, oh, there's a single guy and there's a single girl. And, you know, she thought she had just started to face the earth coming to Hayesville. But
definitely a culture shock at that
time. It was a culture shock,
yes.
Yeah. And so I guess we tell the story, right? So where she worked was also a customer at the time. And I had done some Christmas baskets where it was just like a, you know, get your candy cane and stuff for Christmas. And so mm-hmm. I took it over to the neighbor and I said, you know, here's your basket for Christmas. And next thing I knew, the owner's wife had brought the basket back to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, Mark, you're bringing the basket back over. I was like, okay, why? Because you're going to meet Catherine. I said, okay, so what could you do? So I ended up taking the basket back, and I was like, here's your basket again. And so
that's right.
I guess Kathy was sitting there at the front desk.
Well, I was with the patient,
yeah.
And they came out and said to me that
you
need to come up to the front desk. I'm like, well, why? And they said that and they told me what was going on, and I was like, well, I'm not.
So it wasn't
going
awkward
up there.
At all.
Yeah, she's like, well, yes, you are.
It was
like,
completely
okay.
awkward, and I was like, okay, this is going to be awkward.
So he said, here's your basket.
And I was
again.
Like, so yeah, and so that was like during Christmas, and after Christmas came, I was like, okay, I'm gonna call her. And so we went out and we had lunch, and I was just perplexed about, you know, why would a girl move from, you know, Largo, Florida, up to Hayesville and work? You know, you're working part time job and. It just wasn't adding up to me.
Right.
It's the first question I asked her. We went to Mary Southern Grill.
No, we went to Country Cottage.
Excuse me. Which is Mary Weaver is at the time was Country Cottage restaurant.
Yes, that was the first place I ever
and,
went to.
Yeah, that was you know, the place to go.
Right.
I mean, that was Country Cottage restaurant was just the
correct.
You know, today, you know, Mary Southern Grill, Mary's still there and you know, we think a lot of her, and so that was our kind of our first little lunch date was there. And so me being curious, I was like, why are you here? Like, I was meaning, why are you here in Hayesville?
I was like, because you asked me to lunch.
And she was like, thinking, I was like, why are you here on the lunch date with me? She thought I was kind of a weirdo or something.
Yeah, I kind of thought, what in the world? So, yeah. It was interesting.
So that was kind of our first date, and I feel like we're kind of still on it. You know, that was definitely,
long time ago.
Yeah, it's like, wow, it's going to be 19 years we got married. This coming March. So, yeah, so that's how we met. And at the time, it made sense for Kathy to come work with me.
Right.
Because, you know, I needed help really bad, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And so one of the really good things that she brought to our business, besides just being good at her job, this was not what she wanted to do, per se. I mean, it's just, you know, I guess you've become where you like the job or, you know.
Yes,
you still
I'm still
people.
Helping people, just like the medical field. So it's still an outlet of helping folks, which is our responsibility in our job.
Yeah. But one of the rewards in the eye care field is you had, you liked it with somebody. You had some situations where people's sight was pretty much restored.
Correct. They had no independence. They couldn't drive. And so we would take them in, and I would assist in the surgery with several ophthalmologists.
And you had a rush over the surgery, too, didn't you? It was like a rush.
Well, it's like we would do, 20, 30 cases a day, and it was – I'd be in one room examining one OR and hit another. We had like two going at the same time. So when I wasn't doing the surgery, he was in another room with somebody else assisting. So we had a whole system how we did it. But he learned a lot from him, of course. So it's a good feel because you're helping people, but we would help people get their independence back, help them be able to see again, help them be able to have, some good function.
And so now instead of getting people's independence back, we're now an independent insurance agent.
Correct. Right? That's right.
So, but one thing that she brought over, I had a medical background, and we have some other people that have medical backgrounds. Mandy has a medical background, correct? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, but the documentation process is you want to have your agent to keep good records. And we know we've got a computer system that it's a costly expense for the agency, but we have people's records that are stored electronically and most
and backed up offsite different places. Yes.
And so from the medical field, what do you have to do, Kathy?
Document.
Because it's very important to document what happened, what the patient said. Insurance is very similar, where we want to have good records and good records of what we documented, what we did.
What we did or did not do. Yes.
Yeah, so that's one thing that has been a really good thing. So Valentine's Day, here we go. And, we're getting off the subject here about insurance, but, working with your spouse. So a lot of people, what they ask us.
How do you do it?
I would kill my husband if I worked with
him. That's what we hear.
I would kill, there's no way I could ever work with my wife. You guys are crazy.
Yes.
So we've got certain rules that we do. Back when we were younger, I'd be almost asleep, and Kathy would say, hey, did you take care of that customer? it's 10 o'clock at night, and I'm wanting to relax,
Right.
Insurance is inherently not relaxing, correct?
No, it's not.
Yeah. Is insurance romantic?
No, it's not.
Well, it can be, right?
I guess so.
So sometimes...
I've got you covered.
Yes. Well, sometimes you're thinking about, you're going to have to insure maybe jewelry.
Correct.
And so this time of year, people are buying jewelry for a significant other.
Correct. That
so
is
So we've
correct.
Talked about that on the show, and it's so hard to – we have to talk in general terms because not knowing what particular policy an individual has, there's
and
different
– what state it's
yeah,
in
Yeah,
as
what
well,
states, yeah.
Could be a difference.
We have exclusively talked about the homeowner's policy since we started the show.
HO3,
and this
yes.
is – it's this thing about – we've been in December, January, February –
Correct.
And we're still talking about it.
Right. There's a lot to it.
Yeah. So part of that is, you can have jewelry insured on your homeowners, but it's very limited coverage. You might get $1,000, might get $2,500. One company might give you $5,000. But
right.
But generally, and another claim is, I'll tell this story here. When I was probably, 14, we were in Atlanta at my grandparents down at she lived in Virginia Highlands. So I've told you that I've country and city mix here, so I'm a hybrid. I've got, I tend to be more country, but, I do have that background of being in the city, in metro Atlanta. So we were down in Outback Steakhouse, and my mother looked at her wedding ring, and there was no diamond. It popped out. So that is not a covered loss.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to finish the rest of the story after the break. But we can talk about, you know, if you are going to buy a significant other some sort of jewelry, you got to think about
for anniversary.
But here we're on Valentine's Day. You've got to think about that.
Make sure you have a receipt.
Okay. So we will be back after the break. This is Mark and Kathy Moore on Talk of the Mountains, WJRB.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark Moore. And we want to talk to you about where we're located. We have More Insurance Services. It's located in Hayesville, Hiawassee, and Blairsville. And you can find us online at www.more-insurance.com. And also, we're on Facebook, so like us on Facebook.
Yes,
we also have a location in Murphy, which is Mountain Insurance, LLC. It's located in Murphy, North Carolina, past Arby's on Highway 64 West. And then we have Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge, which is located between United Community Bank and Burger King in Blue Ridge. So come by and see us. We'd love to see you guys.
Yes. So we were continuing the story. You know, I was about 14, and we're talking about jewelry today because you may be buying a jewelry for your wife.
Or for Valentine's Day,
yeah,
or
Valentine's
anniversary.
Day mm-hmm. or anniversary. So we were at Outback, like I said. My mother came home and looked at her wedding ring, and there's no diamond. Mm-hmm. So she got the ring, but the diamond has popped out. That is not going to be a covered loss unless
you have it scheduled on your policy.
You've got to itemize, or it's called a scheduling of your jewelry on the policy. So we've had this come up quite a bit where somebody has lost a wedding ring. You know, it's called mysterious disappearance. And that's why you want to have it scheduled, because that's going to be a covered loss if you have it scheduled and itemized. That's going to involve getting an appraisal. So what happened was, I mean, how in the world are you going to find a diamond? Is that even possible? Like, if your diamond's popped out?
You're lucky if you do.
Yeah, so they went through her salad. I mean, she went back to Outback. They swept under the table. They got a light out. They looked around. And, you know, it was just a loss. It was mm-hmm. gone. And it was really sad because, you know, she lost her wedding ring. Or your diamond over wedding ring. And the possibility of finding that would just be astronomical, I think. So the next day we're going to church, and I looked down on the floorboard of the car, and I saw something shiny, and I found her diamond. I mean, tell me what the chances of happening? Very small.
Correct.
Yeah. So anyway, just be aware that, you know, if you do have jewelry, it's of any value, you need to have it scheduled, because you don't want to have a situation where, you know, somebody comes in and breaks your house, and they, you know, steal the jewelry. Or if it's something that's not a covered loss, like it just disappears, keep an eye on that. We've had several people that have actually lost their jewelry. I had one this year, my friend in Atlanta. He called up and he's like, "Hey, I can't find my wife's wedding ring." Excuse me, it was earrings.
Earrings. Yes, it was earrings.
That's another thing about loss to a pair of set. If you lose one, not the other. There's language in the policy about that. I was like, oh boy, you're thinking. When you're an agent and somebody calls you, you're just like hoping everything's going to be okay. Well, guess what? It was scheduled. It was done correctly. A lot of people just don't want to fool because they don't want to have to worry about getting an appraisal.
Well, you can also use, some companies will do a receipt, like you just purchased it.
If you just bought it, that works.
That works. But yeah, if it's been some time, they want to have it appraised to make sure that when we value it on the actual policy, that it's valued properly. What if it was, you know, if you bought it 20 years ago and it was, you have the receipt and it was this much and maybe the value has increased. So you want to make sure we have it valued properly, which is really important to the insurance carrier.
Companies here that will do that. Mm-hmm. So, which is good.
There's
so,
local people
but
that
back
will do
to,
that.
You know, having our rules about doing insurance and trying to have a family, you know, we don't want to take our job home with us if we can help it. You know, sometimes we want to be home after hours. And I was thinking back to when we were one day on a Saturday, and this is going to try to introduce about having renter's insurance and mm-hmm. different types of insurance you can have. So we are there watching a movie on a Saturday. It's just a nice, relaxing day. And after our movie goes off on the TV, I don't know where you're watching, but guess what comes on the news?
There was an apartment building on fire
in Atlanta. And I was like,
"We insure
I insure that apartment building. It's down on Peachtree Street.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, so there went the evening, right? So
right.
The whole thing, I mean, when you're looking at a TV set and watching, you know,
something
you're unsure going up in flames.
It's not always a good thing.
Yeah, so I kind of like ended up with that account by default, sort of, because it was, you know, my uncle was down there, and we had a little better situation for getting insurance on this type of risk. And I went down there and met the owner, here it was burning. So, but I'm telling this story partly because, you know, we're talking about, you know, Valentine's Day and, you know, working with your spouse, but also talking about, you know, renter's insurance. Mm-hmm. I wonder how many people in that apartment building had renter's insurance.
I don't even know.
Yeah, I mean,
it's a good thing to have.
A lot
if you
of people
are renting,
don't buy it.
Because you have to, I mean, you can't, the person who actually owns the building can't insure
your stuff
because he doesn't own your stuff. So you're responsible to have your own policy, which also gives you liability, which is really important to have as well. But also like how much your contents are in some case of a fire. So we encourage people to get a renter's insurance policy to cover themselves properly in these situations.
Yeah. I think it started with a tenant. It was a tenant that started the fire.
Right.
But I mean, it burned the places. I mean, it was bad.
It was a big building too.
Yeah,
it had lots of units.
So you don't want to be in a situation where you've rented property and you have no coverage for your stuff.
Exactly.
Because if you had, you know, this is going to be a fire.
Exactly.
How much, when you write these policies, Kathy, I mean, what are we talking about premium-wise?
Well, it depends on how, like, so if you had, like, $20,000, you know, like you did, like, an inventory of how many rooms and how much stuff you have, it's very minimal.
Let's just say $30 a month or something.
Maybe. It's not very much.
It's not going to be a lot of money.
For that, but you get a lot with that coverage, which is good, and it also has you protected for your things.
Yes. So that was, you know, something to think about. If you are a renter, you want to have your contents insured.
Right.
Also, a different type of situation for habitational, where, you know, people live, is, you know, this is something that was not really prevalent when I first got in the business, at least in our area. But now, you know, we've got people that buy condos.
Or townhomes.
And that gets really dicey.
It does.
So, because there's a law in Georgia about that, about who insures what.
Correct.
And you need to know what you're insuring.
Right.
We had experience years ago where somebody called us up, and we were advised that the association carried the coverage on the building because it was townhomes.
Right.
And, you know, we found out later was that, guess what?
They were responsible.
And they had a water leak.
Right.
And they came back and said, hey, you know, you should have this insured properly. We always going to require a copy of the master policy now.
Correct.
100% of the time.
Right.
So I'm hoping all our people are doing that.
So when we go to insure these, we recommend to have a copy of the bylaws or the covenants and restrictions. We like to have that. We're not attorneys. We don't need it. But we're looking at it specifically to see who owns what things. If you have common areas like a pool or a clubhouse or a parking lot, that's ways that somebody if got injured could come back on the actual individual.
On everybody.
On everybody.
Because
you have to have different units. So you have to make sure you're covered properly. And by producing those things, then it gives your agent more information how to cover you properly, which is really, really important.
Kathy unraveled one time, didn't you?
Yes.
Because the real estate agent was saying it was something different than what it was, right?
So I had an issue quite a few years ago where a real estate agent had was selling this customer a unit at a townhome. And I was asking for the covenants and all these different things. And as we started to investigate it, realized what we thought, she basically did not let him know that he did own the wall. He owned the actual roof, the whole structure.
He was responsible for everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
So, and there was a firewall, so for his unit. When we first started looking at it, we had him at like a renter's, like a walls in and betterments and improvements. Of what was actually in that at the shell of that actual condo, and what happened was they didn't have anything for the parking lot and all these different things. So he didn't know what to do. So we called the head of the association and was asking for all these things, and the lady plainly told us that they did not have one, nor did they need one, because this was in this particular city. And I said, well, it's going to be a problem if something happens, and my job is to protect my customers. So He basically, we had to change everything we had actually quoted. It turned
everything upside down on its head, didn't it?
It did. And
well, it's so, just, I just can't believe how fast these shows go.
Yes.
I mean, it's like here we are, I guess it's Valentine's Day, and, you know, Kathy and I are talking about insurance today. When we get home after dinner, we'll talk about something else.
Hopefully.
But working with your spouse has been, it's been a good for me and Kathy. We get along well. It's a blessing. And I feel that we're able to do a good job together as a team. So thank you. You can listen to our show today. I hope everybody's a very happy Valentine's Day. Make sure your husband buys insurance.
Yes.
So on your new ring.
That's
on your
correct.
New jewelry.
That's right.
Again, it's Mark and Kathy Moore. WJRB, Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.